This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Amman a short while ago on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman. The Prime Minister is in Jordan at the invitation of King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein. The Prime Minister will also meet the Indian community in Amman, who have made significant contributions to India-Jordan relations. Mr. Modi's visit coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman during his visit. More from our West Asia correspondent.
India and the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan share a relationship built on deep historical linkages, mutual respect and growing cooperation across political, economic and strategic spheres. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Jordan marks the first full-fledged bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly four decades. The vibrant Indian community in Jordan has expressed eagerness and anticipation, describing the visit as a moment of pride that reflects the strong people-to-people ties between the two countries. This visit is expected to further strengthen India-Jordan relations and reinforce the enduring bonds of friendship and cooperation between these two nations. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News.
From Jordan, the Prime Minister will go to Addis Ababa tomorrow, the capital city of Ethiopia, where he will hold detailed discussions with the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. On the final leg, Mr. Modi will reach Muscat in Oman on Wednesday. He will hold discussions with the Sultan of Oman and will also address a gathering of the Indian diaspora in Oman. President Draupadi Murmu has rejected an amendment bill passed by West Bengal Assembly, proposing the Chief Minister's name as the Chancellor in State Universities of West Bengal in place of the Governor. As per information received from the Governor's office in Kolkata, Governor Dr. C.V. Bose reserved the bill for President's consideration on the 20th of April, 2024. Another amendment bill related to Alaya University, which also proposed to replace the Governor by the Chief Minister as the Amir-e-Jamia or the Chancellor, was rejected by the President. The Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Minister of State for Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh, introduced the bill. The bill seeks to constitute the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board and the establishment of the Atomic Energy Redressal Advisory Council. The bill empowers the central government to specify measures for the security of radioactive substances. It empowers the central government to undertake exploration activities for discovery of uranium or thorium. The opposition members oppose the introduction of the bill. The discussion is underway. The Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishtan Bill 2025, which was introduced in the Lok Sabha, has been referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m. today, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan introduced the bill. However, the opposition members opposed the introduction of the bill. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said that the Tariff Monitoring Unit working under the DGCA will be further strengthened to closely monitor the airfares. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Naidu said that in addition to domestic routes, the airfares on international routes are now also being monitored. In Australia, the gunmen behind the Sydney Bondi Beach shooting have been identified as a father-son duo originally from Pakistan's Lahore. New South Wales police have said one of the gunmen, 50-year-old Sajid Akram, was fatally shot by police during the attack, while his 24-year-old son Naveed Akram was wounded and is currently undergoing treatment at a hospital. The attack resulted in the death of 16 people. India opener Shefali Varma has been named ICC Women's Player of the Month for November 2025 following her decisive performance in the ODI Cricket World Cup final against South Africa. Shefali edged out competition from Dipacha Puthawong of Thailand and Isha Oza of the UAE to secure her first ever Player of the Month award, as India became the fourth team to win a Women's ODI World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.